So I have a gardener who plays the guitar and sings. Rocky.
I'm not going to say anything. I can't believe you're recording this.
Really?
Yeah, I've made a couple of mistakes in that, but...
Well, I don't think you've picked that up for a really long time, and besides which, you're on a guitar that you're not familiar with. But yeah, as cool as you like. So I need to ask you something else.
Okay.
Back into the garden.
Yes, that's fine. Yes. I can't help it.
You didn't know I was recording you, did you? Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm a bit like, okay.
I mean.
No, it's fine. No,
so, right, what have we been doing today? Because it's the Juniper and Rose Kitchen Garden School. We've been sorting out the herb garden today. I say we. It's the royal we, isn't it? Because I haven't actually done that much.
It's okay. But life is so hectic sometimes, and you've been busy. You've had to get things done, so that's fine. I'd sing to myself in the garden when you're not here.
The neighbours have been complaining.
That's fine. Sorry. Okay, so today we've been out, obviously, in the kitchen garden area.
Should we go out and have a look?
Yeah, let's go and put my wellies on, actually.
Right, I'm just going to have a look outside, walking through here. Now, what's really interesting is we've got some fantastic courses coming up. Cooking with herbs. It's one of my favourite things to do because... It's something that I observed on many, many occasions that really when you get to eat some of these top chefs' food and you go into these Michelin star restaurants, some of the food, it's not necessarily that the food is any different than perhaps the beef that you would buy or the pork that you would buy or the vegetables, but they season it. And one of the things that is in their armoury is fresh, lovely seasonal herbs.
Of course.
So tell me, we've moved everything around. We've put over the weekend... We've reclaimed the bricks that were dug out of the ground, and these were all underneath the ground. My husband's dug them up. He's cleaned them down, and we've sectioned this into a cross, and we've divided it into four. Talk me through what we've got in here.
Okay, Vanessa, yeah, so it's all been divided into four, into the sections. There were some things in the garden before, but we've had a good move around, and I've split some stuff, like chives. You can split chives so easy. Oregano, you know, same as herbaceous perennials, there's so many things that you can just go and split.
What's interesting talking about those chives is some of those chives have obviously come from a herb nursery, but at least half of those chives have simply been chives that I've replanted from supermarket.
Yeah, that's fine. You can get herbs from the supermarket, but what I would say... Support your local nurseries if you can as well, and if you like using herbs, try and go organic as well. There's some amazing people out there that do some really good herbs. If you are going to get them from a supermarket,
they were just ones that I chopped down. Yep. I'd use them, I couldn't bear to throw them away.
No,
so I simply shoved them in the ground, and lo and behold, they actually came up.
Yeah, that's fine. One thing that I would say if you're buying herbs from supermarkets is they're generally forced because they've been under really artificial light conditions. They sit around for ages, and so they lack the flavour of having herbs in the garden. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be no good. If you buy herbs this time of the year, obviously they're much more advanced than what you would find growing in the garden, for instance, hence why at the moment chives are just starting to show. If ones in the supermarkets will probably be more limp and they'll kind of be flopping, and you get them with the coriander and things like that, but they're so easy to grow. You could just get a pack of seeds or ask someone if they've got any chives you can borrow. Ask people if you can take a bit of their oregano. Ask people if you can take some cuttings maybe of their rosemary or their sage.
Or if you're me and I totally rely on Thompson and Morgan for everything,
because
you can guarantee that they'll come up. So what have we got? We've split it into four.
So we work from the left at the moment. We've got some leaf celery. We've got a block in. In each of these, in each of these sections of floor, we've kind of roughly gridded them out. So we have them in blocks. So in each section, say there's four sections, and each one section, there's going to be enough room to do like six blocks of herbs and different things. So in this first section we've got some leaf celery.
Now, it's interesting with my leaf celery because it's something that people don't normally think of and don't do.
Mm.
Because normally you put celery in, what would you normally do with it? You'd normally bank it up and make sure that the stems go under the ground so that they come out white. I don't. I just simply put them in and then I use the leaves and chop the leaves, keep chopping the leaves down and use the leaves in salad.
Yeah, it's fab. There's so many herbs you can use in salads, leaves and in general. I mean, that's why we simplified it by putting them near the chives, because this is going to be great for salads. We've left some patches in there as well where we can sow dill and things like that. So it's going to be great that you can just come out from the kitchen. It's just directly outside. And everyone, even if you haven't got room in the garden, you can put them in pots as well. Grow them near your kitchen. Use them all the time. And then, so we've got lots of salads and we're going through. We've got thyme and we have a well, don't we?
There is a well under here. Yeah, we've got a pot with a well on. I think we're going to have to do something about that pot later
in
the
season.
Yeah,
we'll sort it out.
I think no one's had it. But we've got different types of thyme here. And my favourite one, I'm afraid you've hacked it back somewhat, is the lemon thyme. It's not too bad.
No, you need to give thyme a really good haircut. Generally, you would do it once it's finished flowering. The bees love it. If you want to attract bees in the garden, they love thyme.
That's around about September time.
No, I mean, thyme is much more earlier. So I would say as soon as it's finished going over to, it goes to seed, chop it off straight away.
When is that? I remember it being September. Maybe it was
August, depends.
September.
Yeah, it'd probably be like, I would say mid to late summer, depending on where it's planted, etc. And the type of the thyme. But you generally give it like a shear over a clip. But what we've done is this lemon thyme that we've got in here, it's a variegated one. We've given it a clip because it's got very leggy. And obviously to try and keep it from getting, as I say, leggy and not having any shoots.
And will we give that another clip again in another few weeks' time?
We probably won't. We'll leave it for now and we'll see how it gets on. Again, it's rejuvenating some of the bits. And then when it finishes flowering, we'll then give it a clip.
You see, I use this one all the time. The lemon thyme I put in everything is probably my absolute favourite herb of all the herbs that are out here.
And again, we've got some pockets to sow other things.
Right. And then we put the bay tree in the middle there. Now, the bay tree has been moved into a pot.
It has been moved into a pot, that's correct. The pot we've moved it into to now is quite shallow. It would do probably better in a deeper pot, but as long as you get plenty of water, and the thing is with the bays, if you put them into pots, is they can yellow, and that means they can suffer from a nutritional deficiency.
So do I need to put some long-life slow-release fertiliser in
there? Yes, you do.
Because those that bay leaf, roast chicken with that
fantastic
bay leaf,
soups,
the risotto,
lots of things you can do.
And it's wonderful, but if you don't have the room or the space for a fresh bay tree, I can't recommend enough freezing the leaves. If someone's got a bay tree, I happen to have four in this garden, I'm a bit bay mad.
Freeze any leaves from the garden. It's great for the winter. Things that you can't have, if you've got too much of it, put them into ice cube trays, put the water in them, put them in the freezer, and then when you're ready, get the ice cubes out, pop them into your dishes. It's an amazing tip. And it's the same for mint. You can dig mint up in the winter and bring it inside pots and force it, so you can have mint for Christmas.
Oh, that's like, especially apple mint with those new potatoes and a little bit of butter on them.
Oh, yeah, and apple mint is the best mint for using apple sauces, as you probably will know.
It's incredible. This sage over here,
yes,
can't beat sage. Coming out, picking those little tiny green leaves and putting them into, with a little bit of mushrooms and sandwiching them in some fresh pasta, some ravioli. It's wonderful, but that's looking pretty leggy right now.
It is. It is looking leggy. The thing is with sages, you need to give them a good haircut as well, to keep them bushy.
How much needs to come off? Because I can see it sprouting up the little leaves. I mean, is it a good time right now? It's beginning of March.
It is the beginning of March, but if you look at the weather forecast, it's going to be still cold. We might even have some snow into next week, so we've got to be very careful. But I probably will clip them in March, but I would probably more the end of March into April. Just really, we say these dates as a rule of thumb, but just have to go with the weather. See what the weather's doing, and that's for anything you do in the garden. Nothing is set in stone. You can be flexible, but you have to go with the weather. So that sage, what we'll probably do is we'll take off the tops, and we want to encourage the bush. So with them, you don't want to go too much of the old wood because it won't really reshoot very well. But I probably would take off probably about a quarter just to keep it. To keep it in its shape and keep it in its boundary, especially if you haven't got a lot of room as well.
I mean, I've seen that those sages, when they really go, and they are literally like sort of, they go crazy. They go really nuts, don't they?
Yes, they do. And then obviously you can let them flower. The bees have the flowers as well, but a lot of people take the flowers off because therefore sometimes with herbs, if you take the flowers off, you get more intense, better foliage, better flavour.
I noticed that time of year it has a little bit of bitterness in the leaves, to be honest.
Yes.
So it's not, it's a nice come away from the big leaves at that time of year when it's flowered. It's sort of almost gone over, if you like. So next we'll be looking at the Thompson and Morgan next month we'll be putting my Thompson and Morgan seed packets in. I've got dill, I've got basil, I've got parsley.
We'll be looking at certain herbs. You're saying, mentioning things like basil and stuff. You just got to be really careful. It's probably been best sown later because it's not frost hardy. But we can have a look. There's different types and things we can use. We can sow things inside as well. Again, we have to wait on the weather, see what it's doing. But now we've got these lovely little grids. It's perfect because we can sow seeds when it's ready and when the weather's right. And also we can sow catch crops in between with a lot of these. We can put maybe some flowering plants in because, as you know, flowers you can use in salads. Things like daylilies, which we've moved and transplanted at the back.
Into the thug's bed over there. And that's gone in with the rhubarb and what have you. So just really one final thing. You're an expert gardener. You know pretty much as far as I can
I never say an expert. I'm always learning. Gardening is one of those things that you can claim to be an expert in. But you could probably know more than what average Joe knows. And I mean, I studied horticulture at college, but there's always things that you learn. I don't know every Latin name under the sun.
One last question.
Yep, no worries.
Is it true that plants respond to music?
There is scientific studies, apparently, that yes, they do. I haven't got a clue why, and I'm not a scientist, so I can't give you an exact description. But yeah, don't like the rock music. They like classical right. kind of music. So that's going to mean Vanessa's got to get a guitar because she's doing lessons. She's going to have to come into the garden and sing and play to her plants.
Oh, Rocky, I think it's part of your gardening duties. Definitely some Latin dances in there for my Mediterranean herb bed.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we'll be singing out to them, you know. Yeah, and hopefully they'll respond.
They will. I think that was the sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. We need the sun, definitely.